Colleges and universities across the nation have always been looking for ways to help better protect their students. You may be familiar with those blue light call boxes that exist on college campuses. They're, call boxes that students can walk up to and press a button and be connected with public safety. Those are used all across the nation, but there's some issues with them, and they can't be with you at all times. And so we started to think years ago about ways that we could use the tools that students have available to them every day, those phones in their pockets, to be able to enhance safety and security on campus. And that's when we came up with the concept of Rave Guardian, a way for students to instantly connect with public safety while sharing critical information about who they are, where they are, what they look like, and what needs they may have.
Let's talk a little bit about the difference between having 911 on speed dial and then having this app on your phone.
Absolutely. Not 911 is always a great resource, and many schools will tell students, if they're in need of assistance, dial 911, especially if you're off campus, because off campus schools aren't able to assist as well. But many college campuses today don't get that critical information, where the caller is coming from, where that call is originating from, who that caller is. They don't get that type of information. And because they don't with a regular call, they need to fill that gap. They need to have a way for students to directly connect with them so that they can help that student in need. If they're right in the middle of a campus, you're going to have public safety officials right there on that campus that are going to be able to more quickly assist that individual, whereas a 911 call is probably going to go to, the local municipality who may not be familiar with the campus and may not be able to assist as well.
And then you talk about the personal information piece. Explain the value of that. And everybody's very concerned about the information that they put out there. So is there a line that's drawn? Give me a sense of the information that's a part of the app.
Sure. And what's important to highlight also is that this is all opt-in. So students, faculty members, they can decide whether or not they want to participate. And then when they do, they can then decide how much information they want to provide. But it can be just basic details, a photo and physical description. Great to have in the hands of public safety officials if they're looking for that student that's in need of assistance. Not only with Rave Guardian can they say where they are because we're able to provide the GPS location, but now they know exactly what that student looks like so that they can help them even better. But things like the photo and physical description, maybe specific allergies. We had a situation on a college campus recently where a student was able to use this application, but because of a severe allergic reaction that they were having, they simply couldn't communicate. They could barely breathe. And this app helped fill that gap. This app told them that they had a specific food allergy and who they were and where they were. And we're proud to hear success stories like that from across the country.
Take me back to the origins once again, and the first college campus that said this was a good idea.
It's interesting that we all today live in an age where we've got smartphones. Everybody's got a smartphone just about, whether it's an iPhone or an Android phone. But that wasn't the case, about 10 years ago when the very first school in the country wanted to implement a safety service like this. So we initially offer Guardian on any phone, whether it was a flip phone or what they call feature phones, but Montclair State University in New Jersey was the very first in the country to implement that version of Guardian. And obviously, over the past decade, technology has really evolved quite a bit, and now Guardian is offered as a smartphone application.
And Grand Valley State University is now on board. Give me a sense of how many university and colleges are now offering this to their students.
Rave Guardian is the most widely used safety application on college campuses today, with well over 100 campuses nationwide currently using it. Grand Valley State University has taken some really great proactive steps to be able to offer this to their community. As a bonus, one of the things that Guardian does is also allow that student to register for what's known as the Smart 911 system. The Smart 911 system is actually being deployed across the state of Michigan as we speak. And it's unique in the sense that even if someone doesn't use the app, if they simply dial 911 because they happen to be off campus, that same critical safety information can be delivered to our 911 centers. And Smart 911 today is available in portions of 40 states, over 1,500 communities nationwide, and again, is in the process of being rolled out across the state of Michigan.
How long is the licensing agreement with Grand Valley State University?
Yeah, we've had an ongoing relationship with them, so I don't know off the top of my head how long their agreement runs, but they've been an absolute great school to work with, and clearly they take public safety very seriously.
Todd Miller, Vice President of Public Safety Services at RAVE, thank you so much.
Patrick, thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate it.